It is 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, and we are joined by Patterson Hood and Mike Cooley from Drive-By Truckers. Welcome, guys.
Hi, thanks.
Thanks.
It's great for you to come out here on a Saturday afternoon, a beautiful Saturday afternoon in Southern California, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's really nice.
Did you get to look outside on the way here or not?
Yeah, we saw the interstate.
The interstate looked pretty
sunny.
Good.
It was sunny. It was, yeah, nice and sunny.
Well, you guys happen to look out a lot of windows on interstates through life. I wasn't going to ask this question originally, but you just provoked it. How many dates do you think you performed as Drive-By Truckers in your life?
It's in the 2,000 range. We haven't counted in a long time, but I know that our tour manager has been with us 12 years. Right around his 10th anniversary, he added it up, and he did his 1,000th show with us right about that time. And we, I'm sure, did probably 800 before he came along. So it's been a lot.
And you know, sometimes bands will say that they, A, love the performance and have learned to accept some of the rigors of the road. And
that's about it.
And other bands, you know, they do have, you know, they never really acclimate. Where you fall in the idea of, well, you know, there's some things about touring that can be a little tough, but boy, it's worth that performance you get to make.
It can be tedious. It can be really tedious. If I don't do too much of it, I love it. I kind of thrive on it. I can see why people don't. I can see why some people aren't suited for it. But if it's the right amount, I love it.
What's the right amount? How long of a leg would be just
3 weeks max?
3 weeks,
yeah,
and not too many of those.
Yeah, right now we're kind of cramming it all in because the record's new, and so it's always, you know, kind of crazy the first 6 months. So we're playing a lot and plus doing, you know, a lot of this kind of stuff every afternoon, and so there's just not any downtime other than when you're asleep, you know, or eating, and so it's kind of, and so it gets kind of old, but it's you know, I never get tired of the shows. I really don't, especially when the band's really in a good place like we are now. It's a very fun time for this band right now.
Well, we're gonna talk about the band and its current incarnation in a second, and we're certainly going to talk about English Oceans, the new record that has just come out, and I've got questions about that record. But seeing that playing is the thing that you guys always have a hankering for, why don't you give us a song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the new album, English Oceans, the show tonight, and all things Drive-By Truckers. What do you feel like playing first?
I'll do a song off the record called Primer Coat.
You got it. It's Drive-By Truckers, and it's live on KCSN.
2, 3, 4... The old man's out by the swimming pool. He goes there to think. He talks on the phone sometimes. Hardly mentions a thing. Says he needed it for his knees. He used to swim back in school. Graduated in 84. Quit drinking in 92. Used to call her a basket case for going on like she did. The only girl of a foreman's wife, she never let him forget. It comes to women and they survive, but when the same comes to men, someone comes for their baby, something dies there and then. Slinging gravel in parking lots, looking tough on the hood. A girl as plain as a primer coat, leaves nothing misunderstood. Her mother and I through trembling lips,
course, a steady hand on his own. The future of every rebel cause, when all the fighting him's gone. Marrying in the fall, but everything will be fine, 'cause mama's planning the wedding, daddy's planning on crying. She's slipping out of her apron strings, you best leave him be. He's staring through his own taillights and gathering speed.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels in the middle of our pledge drive. If you love hearing these live sessions, well, why not take this moment to become a member and call 1-800-795-5276 as we have drive-by truckers so thoughtfully coming out and playing for us here live on the air today. My understanding, when it came to the writing on the record, you guys both kind of shared the songwriting pretty equally this time between Mike and Patterson. Now, the question I have, Mike, is you for a while were wondering, you were questioning like how much of the muse had been striking you from the writing side, and you just kicked into another gear when it came to this record and the songs started flowing out of you. Tell us about how that process came and how you came to write, I guess it's 50-50, right? Six songs each?
Yeah, on the record, actually, yeah.
So for a while, you pulled back a little on the writing. Was it just you didn't know if you had the ideas in you, or was it
just, I don't know. It's always been like that. I think it is for everybody. Even people who write a lot more than I do, over the course of a year, have dry periods where it's just not happening. And if it goes long enough, it can scare you a little, but, eventually you get your head in the right place again and things start happening.
Now, you mentioned Patterson in an interview I read that even though you guys wrote separately, you started to see some themes and or some ideas that were in each other's songs that started to lend a sense of consistency to you that you thought, wow, that's wild. I'm writing a song about this, and you just showed me a song about that.
Yeah, you know, we write very separately, so I never know what he's got, you know, until pretty soon, you know, fairly close to when we make the record, and vice versa. So yeah, it's always kind of a surprise to see, you know, what he's bringing into the table, and for him, what I'm bringing, and all of that. But yeah, there's, you know, we've kind of lucked into that along the way. There's been several records where there's been a certain amount of that, but this record kind of took it to the next level. It's like the songs almost like it, almost like we planned it out for it all to kind of interlock, except we really totally didn't. Well, so
that's fortunate happenstance. Yeah. But listen, if we want to go with the idea that you guys had planned yet another concept album, we'll float the idea out there and see if it sticks.
Yeah, we're not planning anything like that ever again, probably. we did that and it was fun, but I don't really have any desire to really plan that again.
Well, now speaking of things you did before, which might have influenced this album, the English Oceans album, my understanding is when they re-released Alabama Ass Whoopin', you guys were listening to the tapes and hearing your young, fiery, just out to kick everybody's ass self.
If you mean by in your 30s, young.
Well, younger.
We were doing what we were supposed to have gotten out of our systems 10 years earlier.
We started this band. When we started this band, we were already like 10 years older than most of the bands we were out on the, seeing out on the road with. And that was 18 years ago, it was great when we relocated the missing tapes and decided we were going to be able to re-release it and actually master it right and everything. It was kind of a revelation hearing it, what was on there, because we were young and out of tune and all of that, but at the same time there was a spirit about it. And right now the lineup we have in the band is just really a really good rocking kind of cohesive unit right now. And so we're like, it'd be kind of fun to kind of capture this band in a similar type of, so we recorded the record really quickly. I mean, it was like, we think 13 days of tracking or something like that on this record. And we cut the album plus an EP that came out on Record Store Day all in that time. And so it was, pretty, we kind of captured the immediacy of it and didn't overthink anything very much.
More grits, less gravy.
Yeah. Well, there's a little gravy too.
Well, there's always.
You gotta have some gravy. We are Southern.
And there's also a couple of songs that are pretty much epic. I mean, there's a couple of the songs on the record that are as elegiac as anything you did. One, of course, was to one of your fallen comrades.
Right.
You want to tell that story about how you knew you had to write that song?
Yeah, we had a dear friend who was a close friend of all of ours, and he also worked for us for 7 years, and he passed away real suddenly not long before we made the record, and we had to go out on the road like literally a few days after he passed away, and it was pretty brutal, going out there with the empty bunk. It was pretty traumatic, and we all, so I wrote a song on that tour called Grand Canyon, and it was it was something that we felt very connected to him and everything. And so we kind of recorded it in a way that kind of captured a little. He was a great musician himself, and we tried to kind of pay tribute musically to what he did as well as to the song itself. So it ended up being a little bit of an epic tune at the end of the record.
Well, I think that's an understatement. It's quite the epic 7 minute plus, and it has everything in it that we've come to know. And there's a lot that we've come to know and expect from the Drive-By Truckers. Now, you talked about the band being, you're feeling like it's in tune and it's ready to fire on all cylinders. The band will be performing tonight. We should let the audience know that's listening today. The two of you guys came out and are doing, as usual, a great job in the acoustic setting. But tonight at the Fonda, it's going to be full gear.
I mean, rip, roaring loud. Yeah, yep. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, what do you feel like playing now? Even though there's just the two of you, let's make it sound like there's 10 of you.
Well, I heard a rumor y'all were playing this next song a little on the radio anyway, so we'll play this one for you. This is song called Pauline Hawkins, and it was actually written and recorded after we'd already thought we'd finished the record, and we just finished, and I read this book by a guy named Willie Vlauten out of Portland, Oregon, and it's a fantastic book called The Free, and there's a character in there that's a nurse, and her name is Pauline Hawkins, and this song's kind of from her point of view, and so this is Pauline Hawkins. Thank you. Call me your baby, I won't answer. Love is like cancer, and I'm immune. Do all that you're bringing, song that you're singing, inside of a locked room, inside a locked room. Life's an illusion before the collision. Immune to decision. Tell me your secrets, I won't listen or know what I'm missing. It's always too soon. Always too soon to be called for comfort, to belong to someone inside a locked room. Love always happens when nobody's looking, nobody's looking. Really don't care what's inside you, I won't stand beside you or answer your call. I don't want to fight now, I'm only here right now. This moment is all, this moment is all. Nobody's baby, don't need you to cage me or lock me away. I'm not yours to keep, don't want you to save me. You're just a vacation. A one-night way station. Awake until I'm ready to sleep. To keep me awake until I'm ready to sleep. To keep me awake until I'm ready to sleep.
To make sure that you that you were through, Patterson. Tristan kept giving me
the
cues.
The Two Coda song. Yeah.
He kept giving me cues, and I'm sitting there going,
yeah, "You're shaking him off."
I'm like, "Yeah, I don't think he's done. I know how this song goes." Yeah. Now, speaking of this song, and we talked just a second ago with the Drive-By Truckers about how tonight the live show at the Fonda is going to be the full band complement on the album English Oceans. The song Pauline Hawkins has kind of a Derek and Domino's vibe to it. You know, you go into a nice coda with the piano, and it's a pretty epic 6 minutes and 50 seconds. You
know? Right. It's a 3 minute song with an intro and two codas. So, yeah. Yeah. That happens sometimes, I guess.
Well, but
I don't think we've ever done that before. But
if it makes you feel better, and I hope it does, here at KCSN, we're not into the radio edit thing, so we play the full thing.
Yes.
Well, that's how you wanted it to be.
Oh, of course. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, radio edits are sometimes a necessary evil, but yeah, we appreciate it. The full version is better, I think.
I know. If you're stuck in traffic, do you really care how long the song is?
If you're going with it, go with it, right?
That's right.
Well, we certainly dig that one. Now, there is no way to ever describe the drive-by truckers. You know, there's no pat handle. You know, I'm not going to even try to bother, as is the case with most of the drive-by truckers albums. There's never one singular kind of sound, but there are ideas afoot in this that veer into the political side of life. And in particular, I read where one of the songs, I think it was Made Up English Oceans, from which the title track is derived, was inspired by Lee Atwater, who used to be in the music business and was a performer and recorded a lot of stuff with some of the Memphis greats, and then went into the GOP. What got the political
juices? How
does
that happen? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe you'll be governor someday. Yeah. Who knows?
No, I don't think so. I don't think
so. You don't think you'd pass some of those tests that you have to pass?
I wouldn't even make a good mayor.
I don't want to answer those people's phone calls.
Yeah. So what inspired Made Up English Oceans? Was it the watching the nightly news, or was it just something that was seething in the back of your head?
It was trying to put my own take on the transformation of the politics of the South, which, I mean, it's a natural progression, you know. It makes perfect sense. But I kind of got to Lee Atwater in the 80s with Reagan, the first Bush, I kind of give him credit for sealing the deal, really. I mean, it was put into play in the late 60s. It kind of helped get Nixon elected. But by 1980... with him in the driver's seat is when he really sealed the deal forever.
And you also have mentioned that bringing it up to a more contemporary, and we're not going to go too politic here, that you saw a little Karl Rove, could be.
Well, he worked directly under Atwater. He learned everything he knows. And now what really got me interested was now a lot of this has been boiled down to a science, literally, of knowing how people are wired, how they respond to certain language and certain opinions and prejudices can be pushed, how certain buttons can be pushed.
Code
rather.
Words.
Yeah, but for him, it came natural. He just seemed to really understand it. But basically, it makes perfect sense that he was one of our own. He was a South Carolina redneck, self-described. He basically taught these northern wealthy intellectuals how to speak the language, and that's what this song's about, you know.
Well, and now I think with that idea of how does someone possess that kind of broader vocabulary, the fact that he'd made music, it makes a little more sense, because music is one of the highest forms of communication. So, you know, perhaps he misappropriated, to use a governmental term,
right.
Misappropriated some of his skills from the music side of him. Nonetheless, it just shows another, you guys think about a lot of stuff, and you guys certainly perform a lot of different genres and styles of music.
It's kind of like gumbo, you know, it all goes in there and then it comes out, and you know, you can analyze the different ingredients. Oh, it's a little bit of okra in that or something.
And you probably don't want to know.
But it's really good, it just becomes one other thing, you know. And I think that's, I know we definitely are steeped in a lot of different musical, you know, backgrounds and you know, our record collections are pretty crazy eclectic and all over the place. So all of that kind of, you know, influences what we do, but hopefully it all kind of sounds just like us and, you know, not any one thing too much or something.
Well, that's going to be the case, yeah. I'm sure, tonight at the Fonda, where the drive-by truckers are going to be performing. Do you want to play one more for us before you head down for sound check?
Yeah, sure.
What do you think you want to play?
This is another song, it's called First Air of Autumn. 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm.
first hair of autumn up your nose. Popcorn, heavy hairspray, nylon pantyhose. Please stand and bow your heads and pray you don't get old. And the admonition of your kind, the rules of only strong survive. Cross shaped swimming pools down in the blood and lift it up, forever seeking favor from the light. Schoolhouse hallway like a prairie highway sprawls, the drop off spins away the sun. If the getting there just proves it's nothing but a ball, pray the horizon never come. The hearts of the daughters of the men, won by the softness of the sons of women's hands. Leave it up to love, and leave it left to chance. Memory only shows the promise beauty broke, beauty ageless in its time. Light attracts the same, you glance away, and the glory fades, and being on your arm has lost its shine. House hallway like a prairie highway sprawl, the drop off spins away the sun. Like eyes that once could cut through candle power on autumn nights, first air of autumn leaves me numb.
KCSN. See, now Patterson's giving me cues. Thanks, by the way. It's been the Drive-By Truckers. Patterson Hood and Mike Cooley joining us live in session today at KCSN. You guys get ready to head back down the road and head into the Fonda where, you know, you're going to tune up and tear up. Is that the case?
That's it. That's it. And hopefully get some food, too. I'm hungry.
Well, we have food here for you to actually eat before you leave, so we can help you with that.
All righty.
Because there's been some good grub delivered to us from our friends at Pyology. So before you split, grab a handful of that.
Oh, killer.
And we want to thank you guys so much for coming out. It means a lot to us. You got a huge fan base with the radio station and taking some time on a real busy day. We appreciate it. So thanks for stopping by, KCSN.
Thank you so much for your support. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, support's going to keep on coming. And tonight, all of you heading out to see the show, you're going to be in for a great one because these guys are ready to rock.